Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on The Score.
This afternoon, the Cubs announced that Kyle Tucker has left the team to travel back to his hometown of Tampa to see his own personal physical therapist. Kyle has not played in a game since September 2nd, dealing with that left calf strain, and he has just not progressed. So he went to the team and said, "Can I go back to my own personal guys?" Because he's had success with them in the past. The Cubs were all for it, so he did travel with Cubs personnel back to Tampa, and they're hopeful that in coming days they will get some answers and hopefully see some progress with that left calf strain. This is really still an injury that he remains day-to-day. They have no idea how long he will be out, but the hope is that he will get back and be able to play with the team some point before the playoffs.
That was Taylor McGregor before first pitch of yesterday's game. And I'm sitting down to watch the game, Speaks, and I'm like, oh, bleep. like that's not great, because I'm looking at the calendar and the playoffs start pretty soon.
That's a bombshell. That qualifies as a bombshell and ends up sort of getting buried as the Cubs clinch the playoff spot and the celebration ensues. And we even did a segment to start off the show talking all about the clinch, and we teased that we'd get back to this later. By the way, Lawrence, I'm doing a special hit and run on Saturday afternoon. Listeners should know, if you are a baseball fan, if you have friends who are baseball fans and hit and run fans, Saturday afternoon, 2 to 5, leading into Cubs Reds right here on The Score. I'll be hosting hit and run. But Kyle Tucker with what, a week and a half left, 10 games to go. That's a little concerning that he's going away to Florida to deal with some doctors that he dealt with when he was an Astro.
Some of the quotes that have come out, like Craig Counsell said, unfortunately, he's not responding to treatment. So we're going to try something different. And I'm reading from MLB.com's account of all of this, is that Counsell admitted there is a level of concern due to Tucker not responding to treatment. He remains optimistic that he will play this season. It's scary when you're still trying to find the treatment solution with a week and a half to go before you would theoretically play a playoff game.
You remember in the spring when Tucker was ailing and unable to play in a lot of the games and was able to finally show up, what, with two games to go? Remember he made like a sudden debut and homered in that first game? And obviously hit the ground running with a torrid start to begin the year. So there's an understandable belief that as long as he gets back and has a couple of games, this is a pro who knows what he's doing and has done a great job in the postseason in the past and everything like that. It's not necessarily a dude who needs to get up and running. Now, the big slump in the middle of the year doesn't help with your confidence in that regard, understandably. But, it's a scary situation. Well, it is a little bit scary.
I think your point that you raise about his preparation is a really interesting one, because he seems to be, if he's healthy enough, he seems to be a guy that doesn't need at-bats.
Yep.
Like, that his approach is such that he can just kind of be reintegrated back in and do what he needs to do as a hitter. My concern, I think, should be a growing concern all the way around sports. And that's the calf injury. Like, the idea of the calf injury to me is significant, because we know now that a lot of guys who we think may have a strained calf then end up with a torn Achilles. And so I worry that since there isn't since there isn't a real choice of treatment that has been effective, as the mayor of Worrytown, I am worried about the idea of you can't just go to him the day of the playoffs and be like, are you good? And him be like, oh, yeah, I'm totally fine. If you don't get to a treatment plan that makes it that he can run,
like this is why you're the mayor. You're putting the you're connecting the calf to the Achilles.
Well, I didn't connect it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
You did it, Lawrence.
I think whatever deity that you pray to is the one that probably connected it.
Well, now the truth is out. I pray. No, I don't. God, you're right. All those NBA Achilles injuries that all had some calf precursors. And here's Kyle Tucker on the eve of his free agency, not wanting to trust whether that calf is just about ready. You're painting a very worrisome image. Is this sourced at all? It sounds very wise. And
it's just looking around sports at guys and be like, oh, I have a calf injury. Oh, now I have an Achilles tear and I'll be gone for 15 months or whatever it is.
I heard there was a little something going on with the decision for him to go on the IL, and we tried to poke around with Craig Counsell, a week and a half ago, and Craig wasn't buying it and said, no, his calf just wasn't good, and he put him on the IL. But this level of concern that you're talking about is the kind of natural thing that can come up from a player's perspective, if not management's perspective.
Can I also offer something else up from a player's perspective that people are not going to like?
Well, you're the mayor. This is what you do.
Be Kyle Tucker for a second. You already have won a World Series, by the way.
Yeah.
You are in line for the biggest payday of your life and one of the biggest paydays that any player could hope for, right? Is it worth it to you? If you don't know for sure what's going on and you don't have if you have to kind of go on feel and a wish instead of actual, yeah, we tried this treatment made it better, I'm ready to roll. Do you risk it? Because there's a lot of dollars at stake, and we have seen his dollars move back since the beginning of the season. We've seen him now be into probably the fours. If he's completely healthy, we're talking about a $400 million type deal instead of $550 or $600. If you're him, is it okay to even think about the preservation of your career and your money?
Yeah, I mean, it's understandable if you're him to think that way. It is loathsome from the team perspective. When you're all those other guys and you're the teammates you're all of his teammates and you've been busting your ass and here is this prized opportunity and you're in there either for the first time or you're emotional like Ian Happ having been there for 9 years and now you're the elder statesman and you're in, or you're any of these guys. You're Seiya Suzuki, who has battled for 3 years with lots of ups and downs and now gets his first whiff of postseason in MLB after coming over from Japan. And that would be a very unfortunate choice. Baseball is that perfect blend of the individual accomplishment in the team sport, but it is littered with situations like this where guys have had to make a decision about what to do. And that would be a very ugly scenario that the mayor of Worrytown is setting out for us right now. So if you're the Cubs, you support this idea for him to go down to his physical therapy guy, his own physical therapy guy.
Maybe they have answers. This feels like a shot in the dark by the Cubs. It feels like we've got to figure out something because we need to know. Like, we need to know if he's going to be on that first playoff roster. Because you can mess around, and we've had issues with the Cubs throughout this season and seasons past with the idea of the manager playing a couple of guys down for a weekend series or whatever. You don't want to do that in a playoff series. You want to have everyone available that you need to try and win, and you've got to make decisions on it. And you have to ask yourself, if for Kyle, is the risk worth it? And we don't know. Like, it might just be a simple calf strain that they just can't get a hold of. And maybe he finds the magical elixir or the right physical therapy with the person that he's worked with before.
Yeah, look, here's the thing. As a texter points out, you were worried about Jalen Johnson. And I was like, nah, we'll be fine. Everything will be good. So, you know, you got another term with that one. Kyle, now that we're talking about it and it's all kind of wrapping around here, there's obviously a history for Kyle of him kind of holding on to information and wanting to have some control over some of the injury. The injury news and the timeline on it. The shin injury that he suffered last year in Houston that sidelined him for a while. He did not disclose that between, I think it was June and September, held on to that information between June and September. And then there was the situation this year, obviously, with the broken finger from the slide that didn't come out in full for a couple of months. And that's when the slump happened. And then it was the sit down that kind of reset the mental part of it, which is sort of crazy that reset it. And maybe it wasn't there in terms of the physical bothering him as much, at least by that point of the recovery. Maybe it had progressed to the mentality of it. But these are complicated kind of personal labyrinths that you can go down as a high-performance athlete in your own mind, and your level of quirkiness and kind of self-involvement can wreak havoc in these situations. And we seem to have a guy who has a maintenance level that might be higher than some others in this way.
And look, there's a bravery attached to Tyrese Halliburton going out on his shield in game 7 of that series in the NBA Finals, right? There people go, but look at that. Like, he went out there, he knew this was a possibility, and damn it, he made the wrong move, and then now he's gone for a little bit over a year. The thing for me that we need to make sure that we at least examine and acknowledge is this is it. Like, there's at least $400 million on the line, and maybe someone will sign him if he has an injury that's more debilitating because of this playoff run. But that's a lot to risk if you don't know for sure kind of where you're at physically. And we both have talked about it, like, throughout the season on stuff that he's doing out in the outfield, and you go, wow, did he just make a business decision?
A business decision. Yeah, there's been a few of those. There's definitely been a few of those. This is a really dark, it's a dark take on what might be happening here. But, you know, dark takes have been right before in situations like this. I go myopic on it for a moment and just think about the next week and a half and potentially the next 6 weeks. And Moises Ballesteros at a DH is totally workable for me, especially against righties in the postseason. But that means Seiya Suzuki in right field. And that's scary to consider. It's scarier than Kyle Tucker to consider.
At least it's your right field, though.
It's your right field for the opening series.
Right. And then you can make some changes. Like, you can get crazy and be like, Ian, go play right field.
Well, but they haven't done that all year.
I know, but I'm just saying that this is if you're going to play Seiya in right field, at least it's a right field that he's very familiar with versus him playing the right field in Atlanta a couple years ago and it being a disaster for him.
Sure. But I mean, but what it could end up meaning is that Seiya will start for you in right field, or Willie Castro will start for you in right field. And that limits your defensive flexibility because Castro can play out there, but then you can't use him at the other places. But then you're moving people around, and it means you're going to need to have either an Alcantara or a Casey if he comes back, who can only play right field. Probably Alcantara because he can be your backup in center too. So it creates a more complicated scenario that Craig could obviously manage, but yet that would be a massive kick in the junk to the Cubs if Kyle Tucker were to make a business decision about an injury and not be available for the postseason.
Yeah, but I don't want to frame it as if like we're putting blame on him for doing it, because that's not how I feel about it. I would understand. It might not be the choice I would make, but I would understand considering the amount of money that is on the line on this. The other part of it is that this is the job of the front office and the manager. And I don't think it's their job to push the player in this situation. I do think it's their job to be like, okay, let's what we're doing right now, but at a much higher level. Let's go through the contingencies on this. Let's go through on if we have him or if we don't, because Spiegs, with a week and a half to go, they have to be thinking about this, right? Like if you're in a place where the guy's not with the team and the playoffs start in less than 2 weeks, yeah, you've got to start going, all right, well then what are we going to do? Who would take his place on the roster? How do we configure this? What are the type of conversations that Craig needs to have with the guys that are available? Like, they've got to be thinking about it.
Can you imagine the look that this would be publicly in Chicago and in the industry if his season ends with an injured list stint and him going away and not coming back?
He can't come back here. He might get his money, but he can't come back here.
No way he's getting it back here. If that is the case,
I wonder
if that's what happens. I mean, and I wonder, some teams might be out. Some teams might be out if they see that and they're like, I can't give money to a guy who's made some of these decisions. Whether they think this specifically is that ultimate business decision, or maybe there was some concern about that in the past, that would be a horrendous. Horrendous look. I think it's in his best interest to fight and find a way to come back and play.
I agree, and I think that he's trying to do that. But if I'm Kyle Tucker's agent, or if I'm Kyle Tucker's friend, one of the things that I would say to a Red Sox or a Yankees team that might be interested in me going forward is, I got myself healthy for you. Like, the whole reason that I didn't play in the playoffs is that I wasn't right. And I got myself healthy so that you aren't paying me to rehab. And, you know, I wanted to make sure that I walked into this situation at Team X being 100% of myself and not putting you on the bill for my rehab.
And he could say, look, you give me a 7-year deal for the first 6 years, you don't have to worry about that. Not that he would say it overtly, but they would know that, you know, maybe at the end we'll have to worry about that. Hey, give me a 10-year deal, you don't have to worry about it till year 10, yada, yada. You know, he could sell them. Oh, man. God, what's wrong with you?
Me?
Why do you like a crowded worry town so much? Like, what is it? What about a crowded worry town functions better? Why is that good for you? Why can't you just be happy with the people that live there?
Well, here's the thing that you don't know about me. I might be the mayor of Worrytown, but I was born in Reelsville. And in Reelsville, what they do is that they raise you to look at what's going on in these streets. That's what they teach us in Reelsville.
That may fit like your ethical principles, your logical dreams, your journalistic principles. But Tanny, you feel me? There's got to be something else going on. Do you think the mayor has a piece of like the home building industry? He's got a piece of the mortgage industries in Worrytown. There's a reason that he worked so hard to increase population.
Where was the joke? Obviously, it wasn't anything funny about that. We're getting very close to the Fansville. You need to get Brian Bosworth up in here as the sheriff. Like, this is very close to Fansville territory.
What do you mean? Like, we're fan fictioning?
No,
the Dr. Pepper ad. Fansville.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right. Okay. Well, yeah. I didn't know they invented mythical towns. I didn't know that. Didn't know that Dr. Pepper invented things.
Well,
like that.
Well, now they have a new one. Have you seen it?
No.
The new one is...
I don't think you've seen the original one.
Yeah. Well, the Barely. New one is Prose Town. And they run up on Jerry, old Jerry, Jerry Jones. And they're like, we're in this weird place. What's going on? And then they roll up on Jerry Jones. He's like, when's the football game? And he's like, we don't play football until Sunday. And they're like, oh, my God, I'm in Prose Town.
This is college football an advertising inventory for
yes.
the most part.
It's would you, pretty would you much argue? All of the inventory of college yeah. football.
Right, because that's what I know that Dr. Pepper is the massive investor. There's the giant cans of Dr. Pepper with a hole in the side that people got to try to throw footballs into.
Yeah, they get scholarship right. money for that.
I know.
And it's good weird that that is morphed into what it is, where it used to just be someone trying to actually throw it, and now they're doing the shuttle. Like, they're just the shovel. They're just like, oh screw yeah. it. I'll just chest pass it into
that's
there.
A good that's, way to do it.
It's an easier way to do it.
Absolutely. It's a much more accurate way. So people are gaming the Dr. Pepper system. I'm not surprised. Texters believe that simply misery loves company in Worrytown. That might be the case.
No.
And another says, as the mayor, you benefit from a greater tax base. So I'm sure that's the case.
Our tax base is fine over here. Have you seen the Bears?
I know, I'm still squatting.
Have you seen the White Sox revert to being a 100 loss team?
They're still going to be all right.
Are they?
Yep.
Are they?
Be,
all right.
Be all right. Have don't you worry.
Have you checked in on the Blackhawks lately?
Nope.
I don't expect that you will.
Sam Fell's not reaching out to me. He knows better.
And what about the Bull?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.